In this covenant of prayer this morning, it's testimony time. Please listen attentively to these documented testimonies. Yours will follow more powerfully. Number one, mysterious sickness healed during wonder double. Make that bigger for Jesus. God has proved to me that he is indeed the greatest physician of all. I was afflicted with a mysterious sickness for so many years. It was so bad that I spent so much money seeking for medical solution from one specialist hospital to another. But the sickness kept on getting worse, even to the point that I became frustrated and began to wish for death instead. However, when the Wonder Double Church Growth Agenda was declared, I decided to use the remaining strength in me to engage in soul winning for the kingdom of God. I also spent a lot of time praying privately that God would establish the first timers and new converts in the church as they come. Little did I know that God had made a healing plan in store for me. Suddenly, I noticed that all the pain I used to feel in my body were no longer there. Hallelujah. To the glory of God and to the shame of the devil, that was how God supernaturally healed me. The sickness suddenly and miraculously departed from my life, never to return again. Let's appreciate Jesus for that. I now walk in a brand new order of strength and vitality. Certainly, it pays to be committed to kingdom promotion agenda. May his name be praised forever. Testify, Sister Ruth, D.N. Please, let's appreciate Jesus for that. Number two, from the thought of suicide to a prosperous life. Amen. I joined this church on the invitation of a brother. I had contemplated suicide before this time because I was fed up with life. At the age of 40, I was not married. I was jobless also for 6 years. Nothing was working in my life. When that brother met me, he gave me a tract to read and told me that my life would never remain the same again if I attended the service. I believed him. He then invited me to the Winner Satellite Fellowship, which I attended. After the bishop's message that Sunday, he made an altar call, and I gave my life to Christ. Hallelujah. On getting home after the service, things started changing for good in my life. On Monday, the 29th of February 2016, I received a call after several missed calls from the same caller. It was a company I had applied to over 4 years ago, and I was invited for an interview. Out of everyone interviewed, I was the only one employed. Hallelujah. I was given a very good package and an official car. The God of Winners has transformed my life, and I will follow him till the very end. Testify, Mohammed Kolade. Please rise on your feet, lift your hands to God, loud voices. Let's magnify him for these testimonies.
Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and let's give this God thanks for answers to our prayers again this morning. Give him thanks for those amazing turnaround testimonies. We truly serve a turnaround God. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. For all the people who gather early in the morning for to hear him. I'm here to hear from you, Jesus. Let your word find an entrance to my heart today. Let it change my story again. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And all the people came early in the morning to the temple for to hear him. No one hears from God and remains the same. Every encounter with God through his word changes people's story. Somebody's story is changing again this morning. As you behold them, as in a glass, we are changed. He changes people as we encounter his revelation. May your story change today. Amen. Father, thank you. And blessed be your name. Now speak to us this morning as we have desired of you in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Is your year of supernatural turnaround. Give the Lord a big hand and get seated. Serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility. It's not about being ordained. It's not about carrying a title. It's about rendering fruitful service. Let's look at this very simple illustration. Just as going to work entitles workers to their salaries and wages, and when they stop going to work, they become a liability to all around them. The day they stop going to work is the day their salaries and wages will stop. You get to town, you find all daily workers, all laborers. They have their wheelbarrow, their digger, their shovel, waiting to be hired. The day they are not hired, they are not paid. Now imagine someone waiting for his friend to be ready before he goes to work. And so, the time for hiring laborers had passed. The benefit for the day is gone. Again, it becomes a liability. Without taking seriously the privilege of serving God, in truth and in deed, a believer suddenly becomes a liability. We serve a covenant-keeping God, not a Father Christmas God. We saw that in Matthew 20, 1-8. This householder went early in the morning to hire laborers into his field. He saw some fellow standing idle. Why are you standing idle? He said, no one hired us. He said, go to the vineyard and walk. He agreed with them on what he would pay them. They said, yes, sir. They went and he saw others in the ninth hour, others in the 11th hour. He said the same thing to them. Go to the vineyard and walk. Whatever is due, you shall be paid you. So, it's a covenant-keeping God. You are only paid for services rendered, not for hanging around. Any believer that will not want to become a liability tomorrow should engage in the covenant of stewardship genuinely today. Genuinely today. Serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility, or call it covenant privilege. Every. Black, white, yellow, every. Literate and illiterate, every. Serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility. And when we refuse to take responsibility today, we end up a liability tomorrow. I told our brethren 1979, the time of brethren, let's go, is over. I'm gone. I can't wait for you. I miss the benefit of the day. I'm gone. Our God daily loads us with benefits in response to our stewardship. Psalm 68 and verse 19. You don't have to be a pastor to serve God. He told his servants, not his officials, not his leaders, go and bring those who have been invited to the feast. And they went and came back and said, look, everybody has an excuse. They could not come. He said, go to the highways. Bring the lame, the maimed, the disabled. Bring them here. He said, there is still room. He said, now go to the highway and edges and compel anybody you see to come. He was speaking to his servants, not his leaders. You know, God does not pay leaders, he pays laborers. God who sees your labor on the prayer altar for souls to be saved and be established in the faith, he will pay you openly. God who sees you on the go in pursuit after souls, he will reward you lavishly. He that reapeth, receiveth wages, as he gathers fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. So you are sowing the seed of the word as you go from place to place and talk to one person from another to another. And you are enforcing the harvest on the altar of prayer. And everyone shall receive his own reward. As Saul plants and Apollo waters, God brings the increase. So we plant the word in witnessing. We water the word in prayers. And verse 8, everyone shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Luke 14, number 17 to 23. Now, David was king of Israel and called my servant by God. I have found David, my servant. Not David the king. I have found David, my servant. Psalm 89, the book of Psalms 89 and verse 20. I have found David, my servant. And with my holy oil have I anointed him. Most of the great names in Bible history were all classified servants of God. We were told about Abraham on Monday and about Job yesterday. Now we're talking about David. None of these was a minister in terms of a preacher. Abraham was a business emperor. Job was a top-notch business leader, the greatest businessman of his days. And David was king of Israel. I have found... Now, no one serving God ever gets lost. God will locate him to reward him. He said, God who sees your labor in secret will reward you openly. It will bring you out of obscurity into limelight. Will reward you openly. David said, I will also speak of thy testimonies before kings and will not be ashamed. Psalm 119 and verse 46. David said, I rejoice at thy word as he that has found a great spoil. Psalm 119, verse 162. 3 times a day do I pray. You have that in Psalm 55, verse 17. He cries 3 times a day. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray. What? hearken and cry aloud, and shall hear my voice. And then the big one. 7 times a day do I praise thee. What? What kind of king is this? I have found David, my servant, and here I will decorate him. With my holy oil have I anointed him. The enemy shall not exert upon him. And the sons of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face, and I will plague all that hate him. See the wages. See the wages. Yet, it's an open-ended platform. Anybody can come. Why are you standing idle all the day? Get to the vineyard and walk. Whatever is due shall be paid you. It's an open platform for people's change of story. Serving in the vineyard, serving the interests of the kingdom, is an open-ended platform for anyone that truly desires a change of story. So you are not wasting your time serving the Lord. It's a covenant platform for your supernatural breakthroughs. And so Peter served Jesus with his boat, and he launched him into the realm of net breaking and boat sinking other breakthroughs. Depart from your God, I'm a sinner. He couldn't stand it. Now you have served my interest for these few hours. Launch, cast your net to the deep for a draught. And when they had it done, they drew great multitude of fishes that their nets began to break, and beckoned on their neighbors to help them with their other boat. They feed the two boats, and the boats began to sink. You are not wasting your time serving God. It's a covenant platform for your supernatural breakthroughs. Daniel 12 and verse 3. And they that be wise, let's start from Proverbs 11, verse 30. He that winneth souls is wise. And what happened? Proverbs 3:35. The wise shall inherit glory. So soul winning wipes away our shame and reproach. Money can't buy that. 54-year-old woman giving birth for the first time, shamelessly distributing flyers in their neighborhood. And one of those sarcastic women went to her. You'll be sharing bishops' papers all around. You barren woman. If you have a child now, will you be sharing this? Jesus said, I'm going to wipe away your shame. And he did. The child was brought to church last Sunday. Amen. He that winneth souls is wise, and the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. They'll be going from shame to shame. That's what it means by promotion. From shame to shame. Class 1 shame, class 2 shame, class 3 shame. Amen. You won't see shame anymore in your life. Thank you, Jesus. The mockery that this church enjoyed from enemies of the faith, from even people of faith, in my village, they say, that's what is going on long. You see, the shame and reproach, see it. You can't miss it. Now, see the glory. Amen. You had a church before, building 1,000 churches, not buying 1,000 loaves of bread at the same time. And there is none that is 12 million. So, leave you to calculate. And there is no pressure anywhere. God is about overturning every issue of shame in your life. Awesome God. And now Daniel 12:3 as we close. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. God has ordained you a star. Your star will not sink. Your life will not stink. Simply engage serving God with all your heart and with all your soul, and turn around, God will step in, and like a dream of the night, turn your captivity around. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them in a dream. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest clap offering. Come and give the Lord a big clap offering, everybody. In the name of Jesus. So every time you stand praying, you are engaging in divine year for that day, and the benefit of that day must come. As you pray, say, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us this day." So it's a daily prayer, our daily bread. As we engage in divine year on a daily basis, praise God. You can't go to the householder and say, "I came to work yesterday, and I couldn't make it today because I was waiting for my friend. I think you can dash me something." Say, "We don't dash people here. We pay people for services rendered." You'll be openly paid this year. Amen. You'll be openly paid with favor. Amen. You'll be openly paid with peace. Amen. With joy. Amen. With financial breakthrough. Amen. Lift up your two hands and thank God for the word. And receive grace to engage. Receive grace to engage. And speak to the day. Awesome day. Awesome day for you. Awesome day for your family. Awesome day for your business and career. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Well, our spiritual week of emphasis begins today. And remember, the prophetic focus for the month is, what wisdom is this? Let me just whet your appetite. We're beginning during our midweek services, which starts today, on engaging biblical covenant for profitable living. I am the Lord that teacheth thee to profit and leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. And what is wisdom? Whosoever hears these things of mine and doeth them, he's a wise man. So get ready. It's going to be explosive. Or you will know what to do to get off profit and loss account. Amen. And you'll be living a most profitable life like many are enjoying in this church today. That shall be your portion. And on Sundays, we'll be running our series on engaging biblical wisdom for all-round breakthroughs. It's a loaded month. It's a month of applied biblical wisdom. What do I call it? And God will be showing you the buttons to press. Amen. I wrote a little book years ago called Success Buttons. Someone read that book here in Lagos and made his first million in business. The book came out in 86. Amen. Amen. So there are covenant buttons to press. To get out of stress. Amen. Covenant buttons to press to get out of every form of stress. He will be unveiling that to us In our churches worldwide, wherever you go to Auchi, you find it. You go to Zungeru, you find it. You go to Maiduguri, you find it. You go to Zambisa Forest, you find it. Amen. Interesting. You know, this church enjoys such favor from God. He just gave us a timetable that makes living meaningful and deliver people from all satanic captivities. Expect the best. Lift up your two hands. Speak to the day that your stewardship today will enjoy open reward response from heaven. Open reward response from heaven. Lift up your two hands and speak to the day. Speak to this week of spiritual emphasis that will be your own week of diverse encounters that changes people's stories. Lift up those two hands, please. Lift up those two hands and speak to the day.
Speak to the day, make your decrees. Lift your hand now, lift your voice and begin to give glory to God. Appreciate Him and celebrate Him from the depth of your heart. Lord, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believes, say aloud, amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed.